弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
上次过来的时候是12月9号，我一看，两个月之前。
Last time I was here is December 9th, about 2 months ago.
很高兴我听说这两位年轻的长老 Alex 长老和 James 长老带领我们在一次每一次继续不断的查提摩太前书提摩太后书。
So I thank the Lord that I'm very happy to hear that the two young elders are leading the teaching of First and Second Timothy.
保罗对他属灵的儿子提摩太有很大的寄望。
Paul had high hopes for his spiritual son Timothy.
感谢主，他留下的这些书信，今天已经成为我们教会叫做教牧书信。
And thank God that Paul left these two letters, what we call the pastoral episodes, for us today.
今天我来 take a break. 我就是讲一些教会的真理。
And today I'm going to be taking a break from the teaching, and I will be teaching about the truth of churches.
我觉得教会需要复兴。
And I believe that the church needs a revival.
那复兴有什么路呢？我用几个人讲的话来和圣经的话语来大家看一看。
And how do we have a revival? I'd like to share with you from God's word and some quotes from a few people.
好吧，我们来读一段圣经，在以弗所书第一章和第四章。
We will be reading from scripture from Ephesians chapter 1 and chapter 4.
以弗所书第一章第22到23节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22-23.
很好，这已经打在上面，我们一起重新来念，好不好？
This is already on the slide. Let us read in unison.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为万教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。还有呢，就是四章第15-16节。哎，那我还是，但是我跟这人愿意和基督进行各一大大合合，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。我们一起来做个祷告。主，我们真是谢谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
在这个主日的早上，你准备这个美好的地方，让我们能够敬拜你。
Now this Sunday, you've prepared such a beautiful place for us to worship you.
主，我们知道你愿意在天高天之上悦纳我们对你的真心合一的敬拜。
Lord, we know that from high above in the heavens, you accept the worship that we offer.
我们知道你是灵，我们拜你都要用心灵和诚实来拜你。
We know that you are spirit, and when we worship you, we need to worship you in spirit and in truth.
在主日的清晨，这是真是莫大的福气。
It's such a great blessing that we have Sunday, this Sunday morning.
刚刚我们的主席 Brother Peter 说过的，我们要为在下一家里面那个 Alex 和 Rebecca 带领那些年轻人的 retreat。
And as the chairman has mentioned, that we need to remember in our prayers the youth retreat that is happening right now.
主，求你保守他们中间那些在那里学习你的话语。
May you watch over them as they learn of your word.
从礼拜四、礼拜五开始，礼拜六一天，现在礼拜天他们下午才回来，保守他们的出入平安。
And from Friday evening and Saturday all day, and now Sunday, may you bless their trip as they return home.
也求你看顾昨天我们去那个 Rose Hills 参加美妙的追思礼拜。
And you also watch over remember the memorial service that we have at the Rose Hills for our sister 美妙。
求你特别保守她的家人，在这段很艰难的时间安慰他们。和他们同在。
And may you watch over her family and be with them and comfort them.
也求你今天呢，在这个会场，让我们有一颗受教的心和受教的耳朵。
May you grant us teachable hearts and a teachable ears this morning as we worship you.
我们能够谦卑下来, 能够把你的话语 真正地接纳到我们的心中,
that we can be humble and receive your word into our hearts.
让你的话语能够照出亮光, 照到我们心中所需要的地方。
And may your word be the light to shine upon the areas where our, where we need light in our hearts.
而且我们也愿意遵行你的话语, 让人家看见你我们的好行为, 便将荣耀归给我们天上的父神。
And we want to obey you so that our good deeds, that other people, when the other people see our good deeds, they can give glory to you.
从头到尾, 我们把这个聚会交到你手中。
And we want to offer up this worship service from beginning to end.
这样祷告祈求奉耶稣的名。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 我刚刚说过我们要愿意来和各位交通一点教会的真理。
Explain to you that I would like to share a little bit about the truth of the church.
在旧约圣经中，我们没有看听到过教约这个教会这个名词。
And in the Old Testament, there is no word for church.
直到新约的马太福音16章才出现教会这个名词。
And the word church does not appear until the book of Matthew in chapter 16, verse 18.
那时候耶稣对他的门徒彼得说：“我要把我的教会。” 建造在这磐石上。
And Jesus told his disciple Peter, And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church.
一般的圣经学者都认为这个磐石是指主耶稣自己。
And most theologians interpret rock as Jesus himself.
就是像哥林多前书10章4节所说的,那磐石就是基督。
As in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, It says that rock was Christ.
换句话说,我们的教会和天上所有的教会都应该建造在耶稣基督这个磐石上。
In other words, this church and all the churches of the world that should be built upon this rock.
而且我们在希腊文里面,教会这个字, Ecclesia, 是两个字的复合体,复合文。
In fact, in Greek, the church is the word ecclesia, and it's a compound word where two words put together.
一个是kaleo, 一个是ek, ek就是out of,就出来就是, kaleo就是表示呼召的意思。
And one word is ek, which means out of, and kaleo, which means to call upon.
合起来就是神从万人中把我们这些基督徒一个一个呼召出来。
And together, it means the congregation that God has called out from all people.
换言之,今天所有在这儿的人,如果你信耶稣的,你是基督徒,你是被神呼召出来的。
In other words, all of you here today, if you belong to Jesus and are a Christian, you have been chosen and called out by God.
然后,刚刚我们听到以弗所书第一章,第四章的时候,那个时候教会的意义更清楚了。
And from what we've read earlier in Ephesians chapter 1 and chapter 4, it's more clear.
我们刚刚说,基督是教会的头,教会是基督的身体。
Christ is the head and the church is the body.
什么叫身体? 就是手脚等等,我们要做神的主耶稣基督的手,做主耶稣基督的脚。
And the church needs to be joined and held together by every supporting ligament to follow Christ to do his work.
什么意思呢?如果你看,约翰福音,他主耶稣说,我所做的,将来信我的人都要做,而且要做我比我更大的事,很多人说,怎么?你可以做比耶稣更大的事吗?
And in scripture, Jesus tells his disciples that you will do even greater things than these. And you may ask, oh, what greater things?
我们很多圣经学者说, 像主耶稣,他的传道就是在加利利海和耶路撒冷附近。可是我们要到普天下传福音,使万民做主的门徒,那不是做更大的事吗?从那个角度看。So
we look at it from the perspective that Jesus' work was only concentrated around the area of Judea and Galilee. But for us today, our work spreads throughout the whole world.
刚刚我们念到的以弗所书里面,教会要把 把全身联络的合适,要听从元首基督的吩咐,他要叫我们做的事,我们要去做。
So as we read earlier that we need to follow the commands given by Jesus.
教会也是一群神的儿女，是神用宝血买赎过来的。
So the church is purchased and redeemed by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以教会的信徒和神有地上的儿女和天上的神这样亲密的关系。
So the relationship is the Heavenly Father and children on earth.
所以我们在世上，我们不但继承了天父永远的生命，而且我们要把他给我们的托付，让我们到传福音直到地极这个大使命，好好的贯彻，好好的执行起来。
So we not only have received the eternal life given to us by our Lord Jesus, but we also have the responsibility of fulfilling the great commission that He has given us to share the gospel to the ends of the earth.
记得吗？圣经中马太福音讲的一段，有个人说：“我不是替你赶鬼，我不是给你讲道，我不是给你行义人吗？怎么你不认可我了？”
If we remember in the scripture, it says that there were people that asked Jesus that, how come you don't know me? I, in your name, cast out demons and performed miracles.
我年轻时候读的这段我也不懂，说为什么他替神做这么多事，结果神不认可他。
And when I was younger, as I read this passage, I didn't really understand this passage. They've used Jesus' name to do many good deeds and miracles, but how come Jesus did not recognize that?
后来我就读这个很多圣经学者的解释，我才明白。
And after reading many commentaries, I finally understood.
就很多人大发热心，替神做这个，替神做那个，然后告诉我，我也做这个，我也做个，好像你做了好多事，其实做的都是你自己的心愿，你没有按照神的心意做，所以神结果不认可你。
So there's a lot of people that are zealous doing this and doing that for the name in the name of Jesus, but that's all, they're all doing that for themselves. It's not what God has called them to do.
所以我们要做主耶稣基督的身手脚，但是我们要听头的吩咐，做神要我们做的事。
So we want to be the hand and the feet of the body of Christ, but we also want to be hear from the head of the body, which is Jesus Christ.
不是你自己大发热心。
It's not the zealous that comes from your own.
我告诉你，我从2004年每年都去中国。
Every year since 2004, I go to China every year.
我从2012年从这个教会退休以后，我就每年去两次。
After retiring from this church at in the year 2012,I go to China twice a year now.
我每次去之前，我要花点时间说神啊，是我要自己大发热心去的，还是你来差遣我去
？And before I go to China, I always take the time to pray and ask, is it me that wants to go to China, or is it really you that is calling me and calling me to go to China?
因为圣经里面有这么一个例子，我特别小心，我不要做一些我想做。而不是神差遣我做。
Because there are examples in the Bible that, that are given to me. I don't want to be doing it out of my own will. I want to be able to do what God has willed for me.
我说神啊，如果你要我去的话，求你和我同去，求你和我同在，然后保守我能够在那个地方好好的把你叫我讲的话能够讲清楚，说明白。
So I ask God, if this is your calling and your will, please go along with me so that when I preach your word, you're there with me. I have your power.
四月我要去了。
In April, I will go again.
十月我要去了。
And then I will go again in October.
去年也是一样。
Same last year.
其实我们很清楚的，我们是神的仆人。
We're actually very clear that we are servants of God.
仆人就是听主人的吩咐。
A servant listens to his master.
好，我们再讲到今天的教会的光景。
Okay, let's look at the let's look at the state of the church.
今天的教会的光景很凄凉的。
The current church situation is very dreary.
不但被外面一波一波这个异端冲击。
The church is continuously attacked by heresies.
而且教会的弟兄姊妹内心内部也有一些混乱和一些纷扰。
So there's a lot of conflict and confusion in the brothers and sisters' hearts.
说的不好听，很多矛盾。
To put it lightly, there's a lot of conflict.
Yeah, conflict. Right. 我们弟兄姊妹内心面和心不合。
So brothers and sisters agree with each other on the surface, but not in their hearts.
而且通常教会只注重的是外面的东西。
A lot of times they only focus upon the appearance.
我常常去不同的教会讲道。
I often go preach to many churches.
不是我们教会，那别的教会，很多教会都在想建一个大的礼拜堂。
Not our church here, but a lot of churches, they're all focused on building large facilities.
有了礼拜堂以后，就关心这个主日崇拜有多少人来参加。
And after they have a big facility or a big church building, then they're worried about the number in their worship
building.
And how many classes do you have in Sunday school?
而且最关心的,教会那个奉献箱,奉献有多少?
And they particularly focus on or worry about how much money has been offered.
完全忘掉了,我们是神的儿女,要传承他的生命是最重要的。
And forgetting the main focus of sharing the life of Christ.
要完成他给我们大使命这回事。
And fulfilling the Great Commission.
可怜啊可怜,那些不信主的人,他们讲究外表的华丽和物质的丰富。
And it's very sad when these believers only focus upon, non-believers focus on the material world and what's external.
我们这些基督徒也是讲究外表的华丽,物质丰富享受。
And us as believers do the same.
外表的不信主人只讲究吃喝玩乐,而我们还不是一样。
Non-believers care about what they eat, what they do and what they wear, but we do the same as Christians.
不信主的和信主人慢慢慢慢的好像没什么分别。
And the non-believers and the believers start to look the same.
各位弟兄姊妹,我们没有分别为圣,我们怎么能够吸引人家来做我们的一个信徒呢?
Brothers and sisters, if we're not set apart and holy, how can we attract others to believe in our God?
The Dallas 神学院的院长是 Dr. Chuck Swindoll.
Chuck Swindoll is the director of Dallas Seminary.
他讲的,他说两个英文字,我觉得很有意思。
He uses two words.
一个英文字是不健康的教会。
And one church he uses to describe an unhealthy church.
一个英文字他说描写一个健康的教会。
And another word he uses to describe a healthy church.
不健康的教会,听听看,他说是 church. C-H-U-R-C-H.
So he uses the word church, C-H-U-R-C-H, to describe an unhealthy church.
我在开汽车听的Insight for Living, 这个 gospel program, 的时候,the broadcasting program, 我说怎么把church当作不健康的教会?
And as I was listening to this broadcast, describing this word, I asked myself, why would they use the word church to describe an unhealthy church?
他说你看, 这个church中间, you are in the middle of it. You are.
So the word church has the letters you are in the middle of the word church.
前面一个church是在教会这批人老是吃东西,吃东西的声音。
So the first two letters, CH, makes a ch sound. So it's the sound of the noise of people munching on food.
Munching on food. 我们上海人讲吃吃吃,吃吃吃。 后面的CH就讲闲话, 吃吃吃吃吃吃。
So in the last two letters of the word CH is the same sound, ch-ch-ch-ch, representing the gossip that goes on in the church.
你知道吧,他离婚过,他现在的老公也不是他现在的老公, 人家离不离婚关你屁事。
Hey, don't you know that this person had a divorce or he's not living with his spouse, but it's none of your business.
弟兄姊妹,一个教会喜欢前面,后面,就完蛋了。So
if a church gossips and munches all the time, then it's not an unhealthy church.
Dr. Chuck Swindoll 说,这个是个不健康的教会,太注重吃东西,太注重讲闲话。
So Dr. Chuck Swindoll says that the church, the unhealthy church, is too focused on munching and gossiping.
各位弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, we have to be cautious.
吃东西可以,
eating is not a problem. It's don't focus too much on it.
我非常不喜欢这个gossiping, 就是讲闲话。
And I really dislike gossiping.
我以前在这个教会里面有人说, 徐长老,我跟你讲这个话,你可不要讲给别人听了啊。
So when I was at this church, often I would hear brothers and sisters come to me and say, oh, I'm going to tell you something, but don't tell any of
you. 我这话人家都不知道啊。
What I'm telling you, no one else knows.
我说你不用讲。
I tell them, don't tell me.
我也不用听。
I don't need to listen to this.
何必嘛?
Why?
一个教会里面,如果 教会的弟兄,领导的弟兄,喜欢听闲话,糟糕的,这个教会里面就是一片闲话,飞来飞去。
So if the church leaders are interested in the gossiping, then this church has, is in a bad condition.
所以, Dr. Chuck Swindoll, 他提的这一个字,很有意思,我觉得,很有智慧。
So I think that, the words that Chuck Swindoll uses is very wise.
第二个字, 一个健康的教会是另外一个英文字。
So he uses another word to describe a healthy church.
就是 W-I-F-E.
And he uses the word wife, W-I-F-E.
W means worship. I means instruction. F means fellowship. E means evangelism. 他用这四个字来形容一个教会里面这些工作。 我再请问一下，刚刚我讲过，你英文字听得还记得吧 ？W 是什么字啊
？Worship，
敬拜、赞美。教会里面敬拜赞美是应该的。那个 I 代表什么 ？Instruction 是教导人传扬神的话语。那个 F 代表哪个字啊 ？Fellowship 是团契、见证、代祷、感恩，多好。 最后一个字 evangelism， 传福音是把我们的人家把福音传出去，造就信徒，对吧？传福音，对不起，太讲太多了。那句翻了，错，我已经翻译了。好，所以这个教会，如果一个教会常常能够敬拜、赞美、教导人、团契，还有传福音的话， 这是个健康的教会。
So if a church follows these four principles, worship, instruction, fellowship, and evangelism, then this church is a healthy church.
这个教会就会在神的光、神的爱里面交通，那是圣父。
So if a church does all this in the light of God, then that means this is the 这是圣父, Heavenly Father.
Yeah, Heavenly Father, Holy Father. 如果在神的道、神的话语中受到造就，那是圣子。
So if the church is benefited from the word, then it's the Son of God.
如果在神的灵里面合一和长大，那是圣灵。
And if they're united as one, then that is the Holy Spirit.
一个教会能够在圣父、圣子、圣灵他们自由运行。
And if a church is within the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, then they are united in one, and as they can function as one body.
感谢主，我们今天听了这个神的老仆人给我们这样子两个英文字，简简单单的把这一下就勾画出来一个健康和不健康教会应该做的什么东西。
And we thank God for the wisdom that comes from Chuck Swindoll to use two simple words to describe an unhealthy church and a healthy church.
感谢主还有神的一位老仆人, 他的名字叫 John Stott, S-T-O-T-T.
And we thank the Lord that there's another faithful servant, John Stott.
他在英国一辈子做一个传道人, 他有个 All Souls Church in London, 就是伦敦的英国的万灵堂, 他在那里做了35年的教会的牧师。
And he was a minister in All Souls Church for 35 years in UK.
那么他在写了一本书, 就是这个老先生, 叫合神心意的教会，英文叫 The Living Church。 这本书是1970年他写出来的时候，他写了，他五月写出来，7月27号2010年他就到天上去了，归到天家去，那个时候90岁。
Okay, John Stott wrote this book called The Living Church, and he wrote the book in 1970, and in January, May in 2010, he went back to be with the Lord.
那么他写了一本 Basic Christianity by John R.W. Stott, 这是我在神学院里面的教科书。
He also wrote a book called The Basic Christianity, and this is a textbook for one of my seminary classes.
这本书已经翻译了好几本，好几版。
And this book was translated into many versions.
他讲了，他说讲了三句，讲三句教会，关于教会，然后他又讲了三条教会复兴的道路，你们要不要听？
He wrote three things and three ways to revive the church.
第一个，他说教会是神赐给这个世界的礼物之一。
And the first thing is the church is a gift from God.
是一些赴汤蹈火、不惜献上生命的神的子民的地方。
It is a place where people sacrifice many things in their lives.
这些信徒的力量不容忽视。
And these believers have great power, just like
他们要做比我们比耶稣基督做的更大的事，就是刚刚我讲的，在约翰福音十四章讲，主耶稣说：“我做的是将来所信的人也要做，而且做的比我更大。”
And these believers have great power and will do things that are even greater than what Christ has done.
第二句话。新约的四卷福音书、使徒行传以及保罗和彼得的书信都有一个核心的信息。
And the number, the second thing that he mentions is that there is a central message, from the four books of the gospel and in Acts and all of Paul's letters.
就是教会是神改变世界的一个工具，神用教会去改变世界。
And the church is a tool used by God to change the world.
刚刚我们念过圣经。他说是充满万有者所充满，充满万有者就是基督充满在我们教会，基督又是我们的基根基，又是充满的教会。
And earlier we read that Christ fills us, and he is also the rock, the foundation.
神要借着教会把人的心改变，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权势下归向真神。
And God will use the church to change the minds of people and to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan.
第三句话，神的心意中，教会仍然是他宝贵的子民。虽然教会曾经分裂过，虽然教会不认主，虽然教会曾经羞辱主的名字，然而主终究要复兴他的教会。
And the third thing he mentions is that the church is still God's precious children. Even though the church was divided and stumbled and broken and denied and shamed the Lord's name, but God will still revive the church.
我记得我年轻时候很喜欢唱一首歌，唱我说神啊，我们是一群大能的子民，神的大能的子民。今天神要复兴这个教会，叫我们成为他大能的子民。
And I used to like to sing this hymn when I was younger that talks about the power of God's people that are powerful. We want to be powerful people of God.
神要一次一次接着他的教会，然后发出他的光和他的爱给世上的人。
And God will use his church to spread his love and the light to the people of the world.
很奇妙的。Stott 牧师用《使徒行传》第二章42到47节，我们来念一下。
And amazingly, Stott uses Acts chapter 2, verse 42 to 47. Let us read together.
使徒行传第二章
，Acts chapter 2.
太棒了，他已经出来了啊！我翻了半天还翻不到。 我们一起来念，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接掰饼祈祷，众人都惧怕，
使徒又行了许多神奇奇事。All who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had needed.
各位弟兄姊妹，我每次念到的时候，心里面有很大的感动。
Brothers and sisters, I'm always moved when I read this passage.
他在这个里面，请你看到他提出四条教会复兴的路。
And in this passage, he talks about there's four ways to revive the church.
第一条在42节、43节，你看，他们都要恒心遵守使徒的教训，要专注神的话语。
And the first way to revive the church is we need to focus on God's word and teaching, shown in verse 42 and 43.
要叫教会复兴这第一条路，就那一天，圣灵在耶路撒冷开了一个学校。老师就是使徒，门徒那个时候有3000个人。
And on that day, the Holy Spirit opened a school in Jerusalem, and that day the disciples were the teachers, and there were about 3,000 students.
他们那些学生不但专心向使徒们领受教导，也顺服使徒的权柄，因为他们看见使徒行的神迹奇事，心就乐甘心乐意的坐在。
So the students not only learned from the teachers, but they also submitted to the authority of the disciples and sat before the disciples' feet to learn from them.
他们有个渴慕的心，他们愿意尽可能的学习真道。
They have a heart that is seeking, and they are willing to learn from the disciples.
你们都记得耶稣基督的大使命，在马太福音28章，他说很清楚说，凡我所吩咐你们的，你们都教训他们遵守。
And in the Great Commission of Christ, recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, Jesus told his disciples, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
各位弟兄姊妹，一个学习的教会。学习神的话语，学习使徒教会的使徒教训的教会，就是第一步，我们复兴的第一步。
So the first step to having a revival in our church is to have a willingness to learn from God's word and the disciples' teaching.
我记得，中华福音神学院华神以前已经去世的Dr. Timothy Lin 林道亮院长，他说，整个教会应该是一个大的主日学。
Dr. Timothy Ling once said that the church should be one big Sunday school.
我那个时候在另外一个浸信会教会里面，就去到他们那个Yale Street 在 Chinatown 里去学怎么做一个主日学老师。
During that time, I was attending another church, and I went to their class on how to become a Sunday school teacher.
我进到一个教育大楼
，and I went to a huge facility,
我以为是一个班，就是在大家一起读读圣经。
And I thought it was just one big class, and everybody read the Bible together.
他说他们教会有2000个基督徒，2000个基督徒做主日崇拜，有1800个主日学校老学生，我吓坏了，我不知道去哪班。
So when I went there, they said that there's 2,000. Sunday worship service, and there's 1,800 Sunday school classes.
那我们就做你学吧，学吧。
So I sat there to learn.
两个人两个人一组，两个人两个人一组，你一个人教，另外一个在下面帮助，等等等等。
And we were paired in twos.
他们你觉得很清楚，一个教会就是把主的话语的你学习是第一步。
So the first step, he's very clear that he says to have the church preach God's word and to learn God's word.
第二步就是在这个第二十、四十二节、四十六节到四十四节到四十六节，这里面讲到是一个彼此相爱、彼此关怀的教会。
And the second step listed in verse 42 and 44 to 46 is to for the church to care for each other.
一个教会只学圣经，学圣经，学圣经，学圣经，太枯燥了吧？
If a church just keeps solely just learns God's word and teach God's word, is very dry.
要彼此相爱，彼此关怀。
We need to care for each other.
爱是联络全德的，爱是恒久忍耐的。
Love is patient and love is forgiving.
这里所讲的一个关键字眼要在交接，交接这个字是一个 fellowship， 其实希腊文是 koinonia， koinonia 的字根就是信徒共有的，我们一起 来分享。
And the key word in this passage is fellowship. And the root word in Greek is koinonia. And it means to belong and to share with one another.
就是互相关怀，彼此照顾的一个大家庭。
That is to care and to love for each other like a big family.
我们在这个世上太多时候只顾自己，不顾人家，看着人家好像没看见一样，他有什么需要，关我屁事，我不管。
We oftentimes just care for ourselves. What others are enduring or experiencing has nothing to do with me.
然而你进到一个属灵的大家庭，这个大家庭彼此尊重，彼此关爱。我们不但要把基督的道理，也要有基督的恩慈和他的怜悯。
So everyone in the church should feel respected and cared for. So we should not only share Christ's truth, but also His grace and His love.
约翰福音第一章讲主耶稣，他充充满满的有恩典，有真理，所以我们也应该彼此有真理之外，也要彼此有恩典。
So in John chapter 1, it says Jesus is full of grace and truth. So we, like Jesus, need to focus on grace, truth, and also in grace.
这里《使徒行传》第二章四十二节、四十四节、四十六节几节里面表示，那时候耶路撒冷信徒都在一起，凡物公用，把田产、把家业卖了，分给个人，而且在店里面去掰饼欢喜用饭。
And in these few verses in Acts, these believers got together, sold their belongings, and shared with everyone.
这样一个教会充充满满把神的怜悯和神的慈爱完全的活出来。
And this type of church lived out God's mercy and love.
这是一个关怀人的教会，因为我们的神是仁慈的，是施舍的，是充满怜悯的。
And this is a caring church because our God is loving and caring.
各位弟兄姐妹，所以我们第一个要把神的真理搞清楚，要把它学会。第二个，我们要互相的关爱，彼此相爱。
So the first step for a healthy church is to a revival of the church is to teach and learn God's word, and also the second step is to have to care for each other and to show his grace.
第三步，我们看四十二节和四十六节和三章第一节。三章第一节，我来念你听看，就是伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。就在那个地方和那些人在相交。
The third step is listed in chapter 2, verse 42 and 46, and also in chapter 3, verse 1. And it says that Peter and John.
第一节，就是第一节。伸出祷告的时候，彼得和约翰上。
Oh, yeah, so Peter and John went to the temple to pray.
所以这是一个合一的敬拜神的教会。要变成一个合一敬拜神的教会。
So this is a church that is united as one.
各位弟兄姐妹，敬拜神不只是掰饼，不只是领圣餐，也包括祷告，包括赞美神。那么刚刚三章第一节说，彼得和约翰就去圣殿去祷告神。
So to worship God is not to only to just break bread and participate in communion, but it also to pray for one another.
所以初代的时候，那些教会里面有些年长的信徒喜欢去教会中敬拜神，也有些年轻人在家中掰饼敬拜神。
So in the early church, there were older believers that liked to pray in the temple, and also young believers that liked to break bread at home to worship God.
所以初代的教会既洋溢着喜乐，也存着敬畏的心来到神的面前。
So in the early church, there was joy and reverence.
各位弟兄姐妹，我听到这儿， 我们教会里面，我看见有人发这个说，请大家来参加祷告会啊，祷告会。那么我们说，我为什么要到教会祷告呢？我在家里面祷告不是一样吗？
So let me stop here. I noticed that there were people passing out the schedule and times for prayer meeting, and there may be some of us that would ask, oh, why do I need to go to prayer meeting to pray? Why can't I stay at home and pray myself?
各位弟兄们，我在这个教会里面带领，在祷告会里面好多年，我觉得到这个教会来祷告是非常重要的事。
Brothers and sisters, I've attended prayer meeting for many years at this church, and it is very important to me to attend prayer meeting.
我们在家里面只为自己祷告，只为自己发生的事情祷告，很难得在教会中听到弟兄姊妹的需要，弟兄这个弟兄姊妹需要，那个弟兄姊妹需要，为他祷告，为他祷告，哦，你就成为祷告的勇士。
When we're at home, we tend to only pray for ourselves and the problems that we have. But when we attend prayer meeting at church, we start to listen to some of the prayer requests and some of the things that other brothers and sisters are experiencing. You start to pray for others.
圣经说，义人的祷告是大有功效的。
In scripture, it says the prayer of a righteous person is powerful.
但愿我们能够在教会里面齐心努力在一起祷告，我觉得这是非常好的事。
We hope that our church would come together and pray more often and together.
请你们看43节，众人都惧怕，就是众人起了一个敬畏的心。敬畏什么呢？因为看见他们使徒行了许多神迹奇事，所以自自然然对使徒起了敬畏的心。So
in verse 43, it says, everyone was filled with awe. All of what? All at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. So from the words that were given by the apostles, they felt the presence of God there. So they submitted before God. Their hearts were filled with reverence and humility. This is what is called worship.
如果弟兄们，你来到祷告会里面，听了这个人把一个事情带出，感谢神。那个人当时说：“你说，哦，世上哪有这么多巧合呢？那就是神迹奇事，在我们中间，现在的人、信的人中间仍然发生。”So
when you go to the prayer meeting and you see the prayer request being answered by this person. And that person, you start to see God's work and wonders.
我们老觉得圣经里面讲的神迹奇事，好像都是古老的，几千年前，现在已经不发生了。谁说？
So when we read from the miracles that are performed in the Bible, we tend to think that those miracles are only for that only happened in the past, and it's not for today. So a lot of people will say, let me see God and I will believe.
我跟他讲，神是灵，拜他是心灵诚实拜他。我们常常感觉神和我们同在，在心里面。
And I tell him that God is spirit, and we need to worship him in truth and in spirit. God is in our hearts.
很难的和他交通，但是我再告诉各位弟兄姊妹一样，我们信的人身上常常有神迹奇事，神的同在。
It's hard to communicate this, but for us as believers, there's miracles and signs that happen in our lives every day.
所以我们需要在今天的敬拜中，基督教会的敬拜中，既洋溢着喜乐，又存着敬畏的心。So
in our church today, we need to have joy, but also a reverence in our heart.
要恢复初代教会那个来到神面前很平衡的，又敬虔爱主，又和他能够相交的这个态度。So
we need to go back to the attitudes of the early church, which is a balanced attitude of faith and love towards God.
第四条是最后一条，我认为John Stott讲的非常有意思。So
the fourth step that John Stott has mentioned, I think is very interesting.
要成为一个对外传福音、对内造就信徒的教会。So
in order for a church to revive, we need to share the gospel to outside and grow internally.
所以在2章47节说, 赞美神, 将众民的喜爱, 主将得救的人,
it says in scripture that many were added, added to their number.
换一种我们前面讲第一条讲到要成为学习的教会, 第二条要讲关怀的教会, 第三条是敬拜的教会, 都是内在的, 都是内在的。
So far what we have mentioned from step 1 to 3 were all internal. A learning church, a caring church, and a worshiping church. These are all internal things.
但是你没有讲到, 教会要对外, 去关怀这个社会, 关怀这个教会, 关怀这个所有他们, 你缺少的, 那些在苦难中的弟兄姐妹。
But did you think about that the church also needs to care about the world, the people that are suffering, and the people, the brothers and sisters that are experiencing difficulties? And of course, this is to share the gospel to the ends of the earth.
我问一个问题,
let me ask you a question.
前面在从那个今天今年看到台湾地震, 台南那个叫什么大楼啊, 叫做维冠金龙大楼, 那个人埋在里面一个挖出来的时候, 你有没有哭啊? 我哭得要命, 我一个一个哭, 我心里面说, 好可怜啊, 你家人站在那里, 主啊, 主啊, 求你帮助他们, 我一天天都为他们祷告, 弟兄姊妹, 我们基督徒, 难道只顾自己家里的事吗? 我们要把世界, 关爱他们, 像主耶稣基督爱他们一样。
So let me ask you a question. Earlier this year, there was an earthquake in Taiwan where a building collapsed and there were many people that had lost their lives. Did you care for those people? Did you have sorrow and mourning in your heart for these people that have lost their lives? Do the church just only care about ourselves and internal life? Do we actually care and have and care about the world? And the people in the world, the lost world.
各位弟兄姊妹, 如果你只读2章42节, 他说, 都恒心遵守, 使徒子教训, 彼此交接, 掰饼, 和祈祷, 似乎教会唯一所有兴趣的, 就是在你吃饭, 在你掰饼, 聚会, 好像这样而已。
So in chapter 2, verse 47, it says, the church followed Christ's great commission and spread the gospel. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. And these are the three meanings in this verse.
似乎他们好像只关顾自己, 只在使徒的脚前受教训, 然后敬拜而已, 没有对这个迷失的世界和孤单的这些人有视若无睹, 好像没有关系一样。
So it seems like the early church only cared about these internal things and did not have a care for the lost souls of this world and didn't care for the people outside the church.
不是, 4章47节就纠正了42节里面那些失衡, 因为他们都参与传福音, 他们都遵守主的大使命出去传福音。
But that is not the case as we see in verse 47.
然后主将得救的人天天加给这个教会。
It says the Lord added to their number daily those that are being saved.
好,主,我就把这个现在做个结论。
So let me do a conclusion.
这几节圣经包括这哪几方面呢? 第一个,主自己要亲自和他们同工去完成传福音的使命。
That God will Himself will work with the believers to accomplish the Great Commission.
第二个,主没有单单的把人加给教会,就不去拯救他们,而也没有单单的去拯救他们,不把他们加给教会,而是他们先得到神的救恩,然后成为教会中的一员。And
Christ did not simply add people to the church or save people. Christ saved them first and then led them to the church.
所以每个教会里面的弟兄们被呼召的都得到神的生命, 然后从这个地方我们去加上。
So those that are believers are chosen by God, and then you can add to these things.
主第三节，主天天日复一日。 年复一人，年把得救的人嫁给他们，因为他们传福音的宣教任务继续不断的，他们的见证和敬拜也继续不断的，主就恩上加恩，力上加恩，天天把悔改信耶稣的人嫁给他们。So
every day after day, Christ added people that were being saved, and because the disciples did not stop preaching the gospel, and their testimony and worship did not stop.
所以我们刚刚讲的前面四点，前面三点是内部的自己要好好的准备自己。So
as the four steps that we've talked about, the first three were internal things that we need to work on.
可是最重要的第四点，我们要去把它真正的实行，去遵行神的教导。But
the fourth way is to live it out and act it out of what God has taught us.
我在讲第一个。 我们要变成一个学习的教会，专注神的话语和使徒的教训。
So let me repeat this one more time. First is we need to be a church that focuses on God's word and the disciples' teaching.
第二个，我们要变成一个关怀彼此相爱的教会。
And we need to be a second is that we need to be a church that cares for and loves each other.
第三个，我们的敬拜是洋溢着喜乐又存着敬畏的心的平衡的教会。
And the third is a church that is full of joy and worships God with awe and reverence, and we need to have a balance of
this.
And after completing the first three steps, then we need to remember to never stop preaching the gospel to the world.
我们常常说一个教会里面，那个大门开了，进每个礼拜就有人新来的人，后门都走掉了，旁门走掉了。
So a lot of times in churches, we have a main door that opens, newcomers come in, but they exit through the side doors.
为什么他们会从大门进来，后门走掉了？
Why would they enter through the front door and leave through the rear door?
他说跑到这来，这个教会和外面分别有什么分别？我浪费我时间。
And when they come in, they'll realize that, oh, there's not much difference between the people here and the people that are outside.
然而他如果在这个教会里发现这些弟兄姊妹，他们真正从里面来的关怀，里面来的爱，里面来的喜乐，里面来的敬畏，然后好好的去传福音的话，哎，他说很有意思，我愿意留下。So
if they come in and see that a church focuses on God's word and the teaching of the disciples, and everyone cares and loves each other, and is full of joy, then hey, they may want to stay.
各位弟兄们，一个教会要复兴，
brothers and sisters, a church that wants to revive is not a simple task and doesn't happen overnight.
也不是说我们做到一点两点就行了，要各个弟兄姊妹都要像我们刚刚讲的。 把这个教会变成一个和学习的教会、关爱的教会、敬拜的教会，然后能够对外传福音，对内在造就信徒，这样这个教会慢慢就复兴了。So
if a church wants to revive, we need to follow these four steps. Is number one is to focus on God's word and the teaching, and care for one another and to love one another. And to have full of joy and worship with awe and reverence, and to never stop preaching the gospel.
我的时间也到了，我最后讲个短短的，我希望五分钟把它讲完这个故事。So
my time is almost up, and I'd like to conclude with a short story.
有一个农夫，
there is a farmer.
他在一个冬天的晚上，在傍晚差不多五点钟天黑的时候，哎，听到他的窗子有点什么声音啊？啊，during
a night in winter. He heard small little noise outside his window.
他就去看看，哦，原来在窗子的玻璃窗的外面有一群麻雀。So
when he approached his window, he realized that the sound was coming from a group of sparrows.
不知道六个还七个在你是在你在推来推去挤来挤去。So
there's about six or seven of them that were gathered together. Shoving each other and a group of them together.
我小时候在南京读小学的时候，我们那时候没什么空调，冷得要命。南京冬天冷得要命，夏天热得要死。
Man, as I was, when I was younger, I was living in Nanjing, the summers were hot and the winters were cold.
我们只有一个事情，下中休息一堂课到第二堂东西，男生就在那个角落里面挤来挤去，挤来挤，哦，好热的，好热起来。女生在那边的角落挤来挤去，挤来挤去。
And in the classrooms, there was no central air, so the men would gather in one corner to heat each other up, and the girls would be on the other corner.
那个麻雀也在挤来挤去，它比较暖和一点。
So the sparrows all gathered together too to heat each other and keep warm.
这个人就这个农夫在看了一下,
so the farmer took a look.
他就心里面怜悯他们,
so in his heart, he had mercy on them.
他说这群麻雀既没有东西吃,也没有地方可以盖, 如果我不去救他啊, 今天晚上过来后,明天早上铁定全部都死掉。
So he had mercy on them and he saw the group of sparrows and he thought to himself, if I don't feed them or keep them warm and save them, they will die overnight.
哎,
so he thought to himself, I have a way to save them.
我有个谷仓,
and I have a farmhouse close by.
哇,那个里面有好多我的谷子啊,还有地上很多碎谷子。
In the barn house, there's a lot of
the crops.
Crops and scattered grains.
Scattered grain, right. 他就他说，如果我把他们打开门，打开灯，把他们全部赶进去，他们就可以过一个冬天，在里面又暖和又有东西吃。
So if I open up the doors to my farmhouse and turn on all the lights and try to get them inside, then they will keep warm and they can last through the winter.
可是他不会讲鸟话。
But he doesn't know how to communicate with the sparrows.
不晓得怎么样子给他讲。
He doesn't know how to communicate this to the sparrows.
没关系，我想个方法。他就把那个谷仓的门打开，把灯打开，就拿了一片谷子在那地上撒撒撒撒撒撒撒到窗前，让他们可以慢慢走过去。
So he had an idea, and he said, "Okay, I'll open the barn, the doors, and turn on all the lights, and then I will scatter a trail." Of grain leading to the farmhouse.
没用，因为那些根本不去管它，看着这个大人很害怕。But
that didn't work because all of the sparrows were scared of the human.
他没办法，他就去拿了一把扫把。So
then he decided to take a broom.
他说，我这下就要对准那个方向把它扫过去就行了。So
maybe I could sweep them inside the barn.
他的一厢情愿的想法。
So that's the ideas that he came up with.
等他一扫，所有的麻雀飞起来了。So
when he swept with the broomstick, all the sparrows just flew up.
没有一个进去。But
none of them entered the barn.
全部飞光了。They
all scattered and flew away.
看他们死得更早一点。So
I think that they'll die a little sooner.
他好失望啊。But
he was very disappointed.
他说如果我可以变成麻雀，或者我可以跟麻雀讲话就好了。
If I can become a sparrow, then I can communicate with them.
其实人不是和麻雀一样吗?
Isn't it the same with man? Aren't we like sparrows?
开始的时候,人根本不了解神的救恩这一回事。
In the beginning, we ourselves don't understand salvation that comes from God.
神终于把他的儿子道成肉身降世为人。
So God sent his son to be incarnate in human flesh,
human form,
to become man, to communicate like man, to live in the midst of man so that we can communicate with him.
圣经说,
so in Scripture it says, no one has seen God the Father, but it's only through God the Son that reveals God the Father.
终于我们的神变成人，住在我们中间，把他的爱表明出来。因为他死在十字架上为我们罪而死，这把他神的爱就再次向我们显明了。So
it's only through God the Son that manifests the love of God by dying on the cross for our sins.
他完成了彰显了神的救恩。And
he completed and fully manifested the salvation of God.
各位弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters, you and I, we all, we both have a responsibility. We have this great salvation that we received. How come we do not share it with the world? In fact, I go to China for this very reason. I left China when I was 10.
可是我的心里面很深的一个情结, 就是中国的情结。
But I have a strong
情结, 我不知道怎么讲, 翻译怎么样?
Bond? Strong feelings or bond with China.
所以我就觉得我从2004年, 我不是跟你讲, 每年我都回去。
So that's why I mentioned every year I go back ever since the year
2004.
So like scripture said, gold and silver I do not have, but I have Jesus
to ask them
to rise up.
感谢主。 一年一年的这样做，做一点点小事情，一点点小事。我四月去的时候，我但愿请你们帮我祷告。我从四月到五月，先到台湾教神学，然后到中国的三个地方，他们叫我不要告诉什么地方啊，去中国，就是为我祷告就是了，好不好？我四月到五月回来。So
please pray for me. In April and May, I will be in Taiwan first and then head to China. Those places they've asked me not to reveal.
感谢主，感谢主。一个本来我们没有办法和神沟通，但是他差他的儿子到我们中间，这就沟通了。Thanks
be to God that we were not able to communicate with God, but God sent His Son. After His Son entered the world, we are now able to communicate with him.
圣经说, 当我们还在罪人的时候, 他的儿子就为我们而死, 神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
And scripture says, while we were still sinners, God showed his love by us by sending his son.
感谢主, 今天这些话语, 再次和各位弟兄提醒一遍。
And thank God that the scripture is a great reminder for us today.
这个教会是我爱的教会, 因为我从电影长大。
This church is a church that I love because this is where I grew up.
我巴不得这个教会能够复兴，能够长大。
And I really hope that this church can revive and grow.
我知道这个教会学习神的话语非常好。
We know that this church loves learning of God's word.
我也知道这个教会彼此关怀，彼此相爱。
And I know that this church also cares and loves each other.
我也知道这个教会用喜乐的心、敬畏的心敬拜神。
I also know that this church worships God with joy and in reverence.
但是最后一点,
but the last thing,
要对外传福音,
we need to share the gospel with the outside world and to build the believers up.
当一个教会内外平衡的时候, 人家进到这个教会, 感到耶稣基督的爱,
and when we see that there is a balance of what we do internally and externally, when people come into this church, they will stay.
要不然人家从前面来后面走了，这有什么分别？这个教会和别人完全一样。
Or else they'll come in through the main door and then will exit through the rear door because they see no difference here.
但愿我们在这个神的话语中受到造就。
I pray that the word of God will help build us up.
我们一起来做个祷告结束。
Let us conclude with a prayer.
谢谢主耶稣基督你的
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the leading of your Spirit. Although the current church situation is very pitiful, but we cannot continue to shame the Lord's name. We need to revive. And we need to be good examples and perform good deeds before man.
主啊，我们也让那充满万有的也充满这个教会。
We pray that you fill those that you have called and fill this church.
叫人的心改变，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权势下归向真神。
So that we can lead people from darkness into the light and from Satan to God.
求主保守我们每个人在你面前的心怀意念。
May you watch over our hearts and our minds.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢乃是奉耶稣基督的名字。
And we pray all of this in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.